From sea to shining sea. During a family trip to Europe, I set foot on a beach that I will never forget. I was very much aware of the indentations my shoes made in the wet sand next to the shore. Leaving my own footprints felt wrong after everything that had happened there. As my eyes followed the waves all the way to the horizon, I tried to picture how it was. I tried to understand what occurred right there on Omaha Beach, Normandy. Standing against the ocean wind on that gloomy October Thursday, I noticed the silence more than anything. Battles weren't quiet. Beach stretched out uninterrupted and peaceful, in contrast to the chaos that raged before, when soldiers had fought against wind, waves, and enemy fire. It brought chills to my skin. We made a stop at the nearby American cemetery. The silence in the cemetery was a whole different kind of silence, one that screamed the uncanny echo of sorrow. I couldn't take my eyes off the wall that listed all the names of those lost during the fighting in that battle alone. Because my dad served in the Air Force, I felt somehow connected to all the loved ones that lost their family members and friends on Omaha Beach. I can't imagine the odds they battled on that shore, in those empty fields, and above the trees and plains. I can't imagine the odds fought in any war situation. But what made Omaha Beach special to me was that the soldiers tasted victory when the odds stacked against them. Just as a mountain will stand against a storm, so an American will refuse to fall prey to darkness. The determination I see in America goes as far back as the birth of the country, when a seemingly insignificant group of revolutionists overcame the war to freedom. America's first success was its revolution. Who would have thought anyone at the time could defeat the growing empire of the British? Yet our country today is living proof of American resilience. Britain was a force to be reckoned with, an oppressive shadow over our future. Did that stop the Founding Fathers? Did that stop Patrick Henry from crying out to his comrades, "Give me liberty or give me death"? The founders of the country never gave up, and I am proud to say America has kept that persistence after all these years and will continue to do so. This is the hope of America, past, present, and future. In more recent times, our great nation continues to exhibit resilience. Visiting Pearl Harbor as a child, I loved to watch the rainbows on the water, shimmering and rippling before disappearing completely. They were mysterious and bright. I asked why the water looked colorful. My mother told me it was oil from boats buried deep under the water that I could not see, and the oil remains there to this day. I shuddered because I knew oil wasn't the only thing trapped in those waters, but remnants of a battle that cost many their lives. The Japanese footage of exploding ships is engraved into my memory. I admired the soldiers that somehow fought fearlessly against the enemy. I didn't realize until later they didn't fight without fear. They fought against it. Can one veteran say they weren't afraid when they got on that plane to go overseas? Can one soldier say they didn't wonder if saying goodbye would be the last thing they said to their family? A veteran faces more than I can ever understand and sacrifices more than I can imagine, and yet that is what inspires me. Their ability to overcome is what gives me and all of America hope. So I stared at the ground that was once covered in blood in Normandy, thankful for the shoreline that I now see as a symbol of peace we achieved through perseverance. The soldiers that fought on Omaha Beach and Pearl Harbor and across the world have achieved something a country cannot live without. From sea to shining sea, America has hope, and it is beautiful. Because of what our veterans have done, because of the trials they have faced and the victories they have achieved, America can face its own hardships with unwavering hope. The ordinary life I live is made possible by my community, the police officers, doctors, firemen, teachers, senators, and representatives to whom I am incredibly grateful. They too have made a sacrifice I benefit from. But none of that would have been possible without the soldiers that fight to maintain the country itself. Besides the life of ease I am blessed with in America, there is something of more value that I receive from the way America itself refuses to lay over and get trampled, and that is resilience. Time and time again, independence itself has been threatened, yet I have hope through America's inability to give up. We have overcome darkness, and that is something to be proud of. I'm thankful for the soldiers that fight today, tomorrow, and in years past for making the United States of America possible. Their sacrifice started with a decision against all odds. I am inspired by soldiers and brave civilians alike when they give all of us hope through their resilient determination to never give up.